Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, of course, where do you think? From the kitchen, it is. A good evening to you and how you be at 10:04, about to turn 10:05 on a Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson Street. Peter Hoffman, choreographer, executive producer, makeup man, and no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the four-hour Friday schmooze, right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 2 on your fan, New York City. You probably are all very much aware of what is going on with Game 3 in the World Series. And, of course, I'm sure Martin from Guilford, if you are watching and listening to us at the moment, I know Martin is in a Hollywood state of mind with the shades and the flowered and palm trees on the shirt, and wearing a pair of sandals, looking for a little sand to remind him of a Southern California beach. And you know, from Mike McCann only a few moments ago, 5-1 after 5. They are batting in the top of the 6th inning. And, of course, Morton, he did not have it. And so far, Walker Buehler has had it. He went 4 1/3, a no-hit ball. And then Margo with a double, Adames with an RBI double. And so it is 5-1 as they bat in the top of the 6th inning. We have seen so far all Dodgers, really, except for the run in the 5th inning for Tampa. We have seen from the Hollywood, we've seen the small ball, the long ball, the double play ball, and Turner in this game, a homer and a double. He started a 5-4-3 double play. And Muncy, a two-run single, and Barnes, a suicide squeeze, Betts, an RBI base hit for run number 5. He also has stolen a base. Morton only lasted 4 1/3. The curve was not curving the way he wanted it to, so Morton couldn't get through 5. He gave up all 5 runs on 7 hits, a walk, a strikeout with 91 pitches. So the Dodgers on their way to winning Game 3 of the World Series. Of course, last night began week number 7 in the NFL.
We expect this to be a tough game, a physical game, a 60-minute game. That's exactly what we got. Our players played hard, though we showed a lot of flashes throughout the game of ways we want to play the game. And there's some things we did that held us back. Ultimately, to me, turnovers and penalties are things we have to eliminate, things we have to improve on down the second half of the season.
Wentz back to throw again. Steps up. He's under pressure, and Wentz is going to get sacked. There is a flag on the play. B.J. Hill also in on that sack.
Illegal contact, defense. Number 37. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Wentz back to throw. Heaves a rainbow down the right sideline, and it's caught by Hightower. Gets away from Lewis and gets tackled at the 13-yard line by Ebner.
Penalties are things we have to eliminate.
Wentz back, lobs one right, corner of the end zone, out of bounds, incomplete, but there's a flag on the play.
12 men on defense, 5-yard penalty, Replay, first down.
Jones takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's going to lob one down the left sideline, and it's dropped by Ingram. He was wide open, and he didn't catch it.
Got the look we wanted, third down. Got man look, a one on the inside fade. DJ threw a great ball, just didn't finish the play.
And now for something completely different.
Jones is going to keep it. Jones is going to run it. Jones across midfield. It's a foot race. Can he go all the way? Daniel Jones to the 20, and he stumbles, and he falls down at the 10.
The turf monster got him.
Try to run faster than I was running and got caught up.
Now, back to our program.
Penalties are things we have to eliminate.
Wentz first to 10 at the Giant 30. Back to throw. Sets. Delivers it to the right sideline. Wide and incomplete. There's a flag on the play.
Pass interference. Defense. Number 24. Ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. Automatic first down.
Third and goal at the 5. Giants up by 5. Philly with the ball. Wentz back to throw. He's under pressure. Flush left. Throws in the end zone. Incomplete, but there's a flag on the play. And the Giants going to be called for another penalty.
Before the pass, holding defense, number 23. That penalty supports half the distance to the goal. Automatic first down.
Jones takes the snap. He's back to throw. He steps up. He's fumble. Under pressure. He's sacked. He fumbles it. Recovered by the Eagles. Ball game over.
No excuses. We're working hard. We're trying to put a product on the field that you can be proud of. We understand that you work hard as well. There's no excuses from us. We have to improve to be better for you guys.
Clock runs out. Giants fall to 1-6.
Well, this was a loss for the ages. All ages. And Daniel Jones, the day tripper at night. Daniel Jones. He wasn't the only one falling flat on his face 24 hours ago. The entire team returned home with a choice. Returned to New York wearing paper or plastic. If nothing else, wearing a bag over their heads would basically hide some very red faces. 3rd and 7 from their own 47 was a third down that should have been converted. Nobody argues that. No, the pass wasn't too long. No, Evan Ingram doesn't need to grow longer fingernails. That was a great call from Jason Garrett. Unfortunately, it was to the wrong player on the New York Football Giants. And that was as good a pass as Jones could throw. And that was as bad a drop as all the drops you're ever going to hear from the, quote, pass-catching tight end wide receiver, whose drop had the Giants eventually coming to a sudden stop. You just can't lose. You really can't lose a 21-10 lead with a little more than 6 minutes to go, but they did. And you certainly don't want to count all of those bad decisions and bad plays made by a Philadelphia team that kept saying for most of the game, they kept saying to the Giants, "We're not good enough. Take this game, please. It's yours." The field goal they missed, the field goal they didn't take, the pick in the end zone, reminding us what 1-4-1 looks like. And then the Giants reminded us what 1-5 looks like. Bad teams find ways to lose, and when you help Philadelphia steal a win, when you have to overcome beating yourself before you can beat the Eagles, when you see as many yellow flags in the final 6 minutes, aiding and abetting the Eagles, you are looking at a major collapse, looking at heartbreaking, looking at gut-wrenching, looking at shocking, looking at stunning, all of the above, looking at 1-6. Nobody wants to look at the final 6 minutes, illegal contact, and that null and voided a sack, too many men on the field, Bradbury, the pass interference, Ryan, defensive holding, Ballantyne not keeping his heads up, and he had committed also a penalty, not aware that Dixon wanted to throw the football to him, Will Hernandez holding something Daniel Jones couldn't do, holding on to the football with only seconds to play. Terrible loss, really terrible, terrible loss in a terrible season, and it wasn't Ingram traded today. I'm sure you've heard Marcus Golden. He is going back to where he once belonged, the Arizona Cardinals, for a sixth rounder from next year's draft. And Marcus Golden, who led the team in sacks a year ago, you know from that, Marcus Golden, who had a sack last night and one of the few without a defensive penalty. And it was confirmed today, Daniel Jones has 30 days to pay his moving violation he got last night, exceeding the 20 miles per hour limit, hitting 22 miles per hour on the radar gun. But the good news, he's been invited to Yankees camp next February as a possible pinch runner. He's an athlete. There's no question about it. He could run, but putting the ball on the floor, making some bad decisions, sometimes frozen in the pocket, and again making the bad decisions. But the legs, we have seen in 2 weeks, 49 with one run, and then running out of gas last night on the 80-yarder. The New York Jets, they will have a better chance of losing a close game with Sam Darnold, Becton, and Denzel Sims alive and apparently very well. Thank you very much. All three expected to play, or maybe better said, reasonable facsimile thereof, come Sunday against the Bills. The New Orleans Saints won't have Michael Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders on Sunday versus Carolina. And Sanders testing positive for the virus. That's why. Antonio Brown. He has signed a one-year deal with Tampa Bay. And certainly the two words that would apply here is buyer beware. And, of course, week number 7, I mean, a couple of games worthy of your attention. We know Mike McCarthy is hearing it from the crowd and his players. And if you're thinking Andy and Amari and Zeke's got to be thinking that once again, it's been a while. You know, he would love to deposit himself into a Salvation Army kettle, but better give a second thought to all of this happening with the America's team rebounding, since the WFT, they may surprise even themselves. So go with Kyle Allen, who will give way to Alex Smith, and they are going to pull the upset of Sunday afternoon. We know about Joe Burrow, and, of course, he continues to look good on a very bad team, and bad was last week when the Colts came from 21 down, you know, from this to Barry Burrow. But this week, Joe promises to pay extra attention to the Browns, while OBJ continues to pay LSU players. So we think Cleveland, and we think the Browns, will be better than they were last weekend, since they're not playing the Steelers and pull off the win for Burrow's boys. Six times in the few starts that Burrow has had, six times he's thrown for over a couple hundred yards in a game, but he's not winning. And eventually he will, once there's a little bit better team around him. And there's Jimmy G returning to Foxborough. And we all know, if anybody knows Jimmy G, it's Belichick, who doesn't lose two home games in a row and probably won't on Sunday. So a week 7, we can talk about some of the other games as well as these three. And don't forget, the Jets have vowed to get more first downs this week than three and outs. So we'll be watching for that as Jets fans watch and wait for Trevor Lawrence. One other thought coming to mind about Tampa Bay. You may recall that that Brady was pushing back in March when Brady signed with Tampa Bay. Brady was pushing for Antonio Brown, and Arians was saying back in March, well, that's not going to happen. We have no room, probably not enough money. It's just not a fit here. I don't know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room, yada, yada, yada. And the last game that Brown did play was week two in 2019. He caught four passes from Brady and a touchdown. So if Arians has doubts, Brady does not. Since, beginning of March already, when he signed, has been pushing for Antonio Brown. And you're talking about a transient team. I mean, Antonio Brown follows Gronkowski and LeSean McCoy and Leonard Fournette. I mean, they're just gathering as many former stars and taking whatever chances to win it all and play the Super Bowl in February in their own ballpark. So we'll see how this all works out. I mean, what's the over-under on how long Antonio Brown is going to remain a member of the Tampa Bay Bucks? By the way, the NBA does not want any of their players to take a long vacation. They're thinking of starting their 2021 season before December. And how soon is this? James and Davis are still talking to reporters at their lockers after beating the Heat about 10 minutes ago. And the NBA is thinking of a regular season somewhere in the neighborhood of 70, 72 games and the play-in tournament. They're thinking how to live outside the bubble. So they're also thinking of limiting travel. It could be a team, for the sake of conversation, an example here. It could be a team coming to New York. They would play its two road games against the New York Knickerbockers and then one against the Nets. So discussions with this is ongoing, but seriously, they do want to get going as soon as possible and not necessarily have a bubble unless, God forbid, there's going to be a lot of outbreaks with the COVID-19, but they do want to limit travel, so they're working on all of that and would like to start their next season before December. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll get to your telephone calls, certainly from last night, one that many Giants fans are not easily going to forget, as the New York Football Giants just found 24 hours ago another way to lose a football game, breaking hearts in stunning, shocking, and those words are overused, but this was stunning, and this was shocking when you have a 21-10 lead with about 6:17, 6:20 to go in the football game, and you end up losing it 8 in a row now to the Eagles. And so the Giants at 1-6, I mean, it certainly wasn't a moral victory, more like an immoral defeat, very immoral. So we could talk about that. We could talk about the ins and outs of the game. We could talk about week 7. We could talk about baseball. And as we always do, between now and the end of the program, anything and everything that you want to talk about, of course, it's in play. So no from the 1-877-337-6666 as we begin a Friday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 2 on your Fan New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.